Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host today, Ryan McPherson. And as always, we are broadcasting from the beautiful Regis Executive Suites here in sensational Sandy Springs at 1 Glen Lake Plaza. As a reminder, make sure you are connected with us on social media, Twitter at Business Radio X. And today we're using the hashtag Atlanta Business Radio. You can also follow me personally on Twitter at Ryan Redhawk, and all tweets and comments are welcome there. And make sure you check us out on Facebook. You can see all the photos of our in-studio guests. And now, it's my distinct pleasure to welcome to the Business Radio X flagship studio and Atlanta Business Radio three fantastic guests in studio this morning. Let's start with Kelly Lynn. She is Family Divorce Mediation Centers here in Atlanta. How are you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing great, Ryan. Thanks so much for having us here today.
My pleasure. And you are here with us on a Monday morning. We're going to be talking about divorce mediation and how families can prepare themselves for such a pivotal moment in their lives. Why don't you tell our listeners right out of the gate how they can find you and your services?
Our website is www.divorcemediationcenter.org. We have three locations in Atlanta.
And we will get into much more detail about that, how you can get involved if necessary. But let's also introduce to the studio Marty Kitchens Cobbs. How are you doing this morning?
Fine, thank you.
All right, Marty. So tell us, what do you do for folks out there?
Well, I'm a registered mediator, and I specialize in family and divorce mediation.
All right. And so as you can tell, listeners, that's going to be the topic of the day. And we have one other guest here joining us in studio. Proud to introduce also Dr. Linda Olson. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
My pleasure. Welcome to Atlanta Business Radio. And you are a licensed psychologist and childhood domestic violence advocate and specialize in helping anyone who grew up living in those conditions.
That's absolutely correct. Anyone who grew up living with domestic violence or experienced divorce.
How long have you been in practice?
30 years.
30 years. Yes. So you have probably a great wealth of information to share with us today. We are looking forward to that. And so the topic of the day is divorce, and it is something that affects so many of us. So Kelly, if you would please start us off with some of your talking points about divorce mediation and your centers and what you offer folks.
We opened our centers last spring, and we are offering an alternative method of divorce that's low conflict and family focused. There's a variety of different ways that families can get divorced, and we can talk about that later. But what we do is we offer a three-part system where we help families figure out a financial settlement that's fair for both parties, and help them mediate a parenting plan if they have minor children. And then we offer the attorneys to draw up the paperwork and file the paperwork. So we are the only mediation center in Atlanta that offers all of the professionals that a family needs to facilitate a full divorce settlement, all under one roof for a low cost.
Right, and that's because there's so many layers to divorce, and so many people have their hands in that transition in your life. It's good to have them all together in one place where you can kind of go and get the knowledge and connect it to the people who are going to carry you through this pivotal time in your life.
Right. And we're offering a very low cost process that is saving families on the average about 90% the average cost of divorce.
That's fantastic. Uncommonly, divorce is too common in the country today. And so things we can do to prevent that from happening, as opposed to when you get there, now that change is happening. But that's where you come in. When the change is taking place, it's inevitable. And what are those right steps to take to make it as painless and as easy for everyone involved?
Correct. Most families don't realize that they have a different variety of choices on how they actually settle their divorce cases. There's three methods that a family can choose from, and most families just know the first method, which is the litigated divorce,
right,
where each spouse goes out and hires an attorney, and they file for divorce, and then they work through the divorce court process, which can be pretty devastating to a family financially and emotionally. The average divorce case in Georgia takes about 18 months and costs about $50,000 when it's litigated through the divorce court process.
And that's just one type of divorce, the litigation process.
Correct.
What are the other two types?
Well, there's a collaborative divorce process, which is similar to the litigated divorce process, where each spouse hires an attorney and the case is filed. But they also have financial planners on each side of the that support each spouse, as well as counselors that help the family try to coordinate a settlement process. It's still slightly adversarial because it's a wife team versus a husband team.
Mm-hmm.
But they work through a series of mediations in order to reach a settlement. So it has a tone of more cooperation. And in some cases, there might be even an attorney that represents the children and a counselor that represents the children. So it's a full team of anywhere from 7 to 9 professionals that are helping this family work through that process. It's it can be costly as well. Takes anywhere from 6 to 9 months to work through that process and costs between $25,000 and $35,000.
Mm-hmm. So litigation, collaborative, and what's the third type?
We call ours the transitions method. We're actually trademarking our own system.
Okay.
And again, it's family focused in that we have an accountant, a CPA, who sits down and shows the family how to go from one household to two households, how to minimize the expenses for both households, maximize the tax implications for both households, and divide the marital assets and debts equally.
Mm-hmm.
To reach a financial settlement. And then we have our family, if they have minor children, meet with our mediator, which is why Marty is a part of our team, to come up with a parenting plan that is in the children's best interest and works well for both parents. And then on the back end, we bring in the attorneys to file the paperwork.
So those are the three types of divorces here in Georgia.
Correct.
And how do you know which is the right type for you in your situation?
Well, I think, you know, the key is that a family, if they choose a low conflict process, they have a greater chance of moving forward in the next season in life, either as co-parents if they have minor children, or just as coexisting in the same town with their ex-husband or their ex-wife.
Right. And why would a couple need to come to the mediation centers that you have over there, as opposed to just working straight through their attorney's office?
Well, again, we offer this three-step process that's family-focused. As a team, all of the professionals that we bring to the board support both the husband and the wife in the process. And so we work on trying to have the spouses cooperate to come up with a lifelong plan that they can implement.
No, that's good, because this is a decision that will affect you
for the rest of their lives.
And the children's lives,
right,
as well. So you want to make sure what that right decision is made. I'd like to bring Marty into the conversation about this. What are some of those early challenges you see people have to face when it comes to divorce and going through this mediation process?
Well, I think that if they have minor children, then one of the things they face is, how are they going to co-parent together? How are they each going to have some kind of say-so over the children's raising? And also financially, you know, there's only so much money to go around, and it takes 30% more income for families to live separately than it does for them to live together. So, you know, Kelly's quite right. When that's the first step that's taken and families know that they're going to be all right, both parts of the family, both families, then that takes a lot of strain off.
Right. I would imagine, yes, some of those first steps that you take can really set the tone for the whole divorce process. And if you don't kind of cross your T's and dot your I's at the very beginning, it could come later on to adversely affect you during the divorce as well. So making sure you find the right fit for you, what type of divorce, you talk to the right people for you and your situation. So you, your spouse, your kids, everyone gets a handle on the situation at hand so they can have a good plan going forward.
Correct.
And I'd like to say that I think the transitions method is the right fit for families for divorce mediation, because Kelly said something very pivotal a few minutes ago, and that is that it takes the family first, considers the family first. And, you know, let's face it, we're all part of a family, and will always be part of a family.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping that family healthy and intact, I think is a wonderful thing.
I agree.
Right. I tell my clients that even though you're getting divorced, especially if you have minor children, you're always going to be a family, just structured in a different way. Mm-hmm. And if you can start today when it comes to co-parenting and cooperating by dividing the marital assets and helping launch, say, the dependent spouse into financial freedom down the road, that you're really working together as a team to change the structure of the family so it's positive and productive for both partners down the road. You're not fighting over the same piggy bank.
Right. Well, it seems counterproductive a lot of ways that a divorce is happening because a couple is not communicating. But here we're asking them to come to the table to communicate more than ever to you know, provide that future for the children and themselves. And so that must be a tricky situation that you find yourselves in at time. What are some of those skills that you lean on to make sure that everything's, you know, positive and productive during these mediation meetings?
It's, you know, the couples that walk through our door have, you know, for the most part, 60 to 70% cooperation. That's their desire. We won't get the couples coming through our door or calls from those couples that that aren't cooperative.
Right, who are fighting over the
level.
Fork in the kitchen drawer.
Yeah,
right.
in some level, yeah. So, so basically, you know, we can emphasize to them the long-term psychological benefits of everybody in the family, where we'll speak to Linda about that.
Mm-hmm.
And when a husband and a wife have reached the height of crisis where they have to get divorced, they're already broken.
Yeah.
And when we can speak to the humanity in them and show them that we can nurture them through this difficult process and that everybody's going to be okay in the end, then it does create that cooperative tone.
Right.
And it's a nurturing process that we offer. It is not an adversarial process.
Well, that's good. And you have a process called the transition process, right?
We're trademarking our system.
What makes that different than the other?
It's, you know what? It's kind of a hybrid. We're all talking about hybrid now. It's kind of a hybrid between what we call pro se, which is the Greek term for represent yourself in the court of law, pro se, and say the collaborative divorce, in the respect that we are showing families with the right professionals how to make this happen for themselves, giving them options to make healthy choices when it comes to a financial settlement and a parenting plan and custodial agreement. And then, you know, as we guide them with the right support to make these, say, pro se decisions, then we simply bring in the legal professionals to then write it up and file it.
Right.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. Yeah. No, I think that makes perfect sense. And so everything is kind of mapped out strategically, you know, a plan for the family and the children going forward. So once this process is done, there's no revisiting it a year from now or 2 or 5 years from now. You want to get everything nicely packaged and, you know, sit on your way.
Marty, I think we can say that I would say that as families evolve and change, there's always an opportunity to come back and revisit something that somebody settled it this year that might not make sense 4 years from now. So there's always that opportunity to come back and revise it, not in 6 months, but as children change, parenting plans change as they grow and get older.
Right.
In some cases, career changes happen for the husband and the wife. And so, you know, nothing's that you can't ever anticipate today exactly where you're going to be 5 years from now. So the good news is we do ask that our clients, as they incorporate their settlement into the final documents, that they add a paragraph in there that says that if something should change dramatically, that they'll come back to mediation to make that difference or make that change or make that adjustment instead of heading off to divorce court.
Right. So you make those provisions in the paperwork and in the documents and such in case that is ever needed to come back and mediate some more,
right,
for the children's needs or financial needs or whatever it may be. So so in the beginning, when you're going through all of the paperwork and the documents and kind of getting that financial picture put together, how important it is to have a CPA go in and look at some of these accounts?
It's really important because different accounts have different values. Like a retirement account isn't the same as a savings account because some of them still need taxes taken out of it and that sort of thing. And so when you have a CPA who can take tax implications into account as well as long-term expense goals, investment goals, all that sort of thing, children's needs as they mature, when he can put all of that together into a long-term budget, mm-hmm, in essence, for the family, then he can show both spouses how they're both going to be equally financially sound down the road. The financial piece, I think, is such an important piece to coming up with a settlement.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And what about if the couple owns a business or something together? How more complicated does it get then?
It can get more complicated. Yeah.
I imagine.
Absolutely.
So.
Some businesses have value, some don't. And of course, the accountant can speak on that. But basically, the business would be valued if they own a business together. And there would be a series of negotiations as to how they would handle that. Marty, I'm sure in your 30 years of mediation, you've had couples that have owned family businesses and that sort of thing, and they have to figure it out.
They do.
And there's lots of different ways to skin that cat.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So what are some of those early conversations you may have, Marty, with someone who comes in and sits down with you? What are those details that you find are truly the most important to find out right out of the gate?
Well, right out of the gate, the most important to most couples are the money and the children.
Okay.
And so that's why I like this process, because it takes care of the money and the children. You know, people always say it's not about the money. It's always about the money.
Of course it is.
And if you can get that settled early in the game, then the rest of it flows a lot easier. So, you know, I think it's the process that helps keep everything neutral. The mediation process is neutral. As a mediator, I'm called a state registered neutral, and I'm not there to advocate for either side. I'm not there to represent either side. I'm there to facilitate a process whereby they can come to their own conclusion about how they want to live their post-divorce life.
Yeah, so the children and the money are the most important aspects there. So getting that dialed in to what you want really works well. So, Kelly, go ahead.
Well, and I want to emphasize that that all of the mediators that are on our team are mediators that were trained up through the clinician background. They're LMFTs, marriage and family therapists. They're LPCs, licensed professional counselors, and PhDs. And they have seasoned experience in counseling families and their registered mediators. They can help guide these families on what is in the children's best interest for different ages in order to come up with parenting plans that are psychologically, if that makes sense, psychologically,
yes,
sound for the children down the road. And so they really can guide these parents in making good choices that aren't just conveniences for each parent.
Very true, right.
If that makes sense. And yeah, I'd love to hear from Linda about the psych part of the process.
Well, one of the points that I want to make in support of Kelly's approach, which I think is critical, is that many couples and women and men, that they assume incorrectly that if I don't hire a high-powered attorney, I'm going to not protect, I'm going to get screwed, or I'm not going to be able to protect myself. And the opposite is true. Mm. The opposite. Because we can't assume, and what's true is attorneys' goal is to have us be divorced. They are not interested in protecting the family and or either the man or the woman. Their job, and as you know, it's not to bash attorneys. That's what their job is. They earn money. They earn a living by the hour. So they have an incentive to drag out the process. It's not their goal to mitigate or to minimize the damage. Mm-hmm. So we cannot make an assumption that we're going to be more protected if we hire a high-powered attorney. What's critical is that we know, and one of the things that's true with women and children, once we know the facts, once we're aware of what Kelly is providing this alternative method, we now know that protects the family. It's child focused. It's critical to the emotional well-being of the future of the family.
Right.
Very well said. And definitely coming from a clinician's background there, you see this at the ground level from day one when you get involved with these families. When do you first step in, Dr. Olson, to begin to work with these families?
Typically, I see couples who are in a high conflict stage. They're at the point of deciding whether or not to get divorced. And at that point, it's critical, especially for clinicians out there, that we talk about ways to minimize the damage, minimize the suffering. Because what is true, the longer a family stays in the divorce process, the more damaging it is to the kids. We know, we've got statistics now that children who witness conflict, childhood domestic violence, which is conflict, the physical and non-physical violence between the parents that happens during the divorce process, are at greater risk. The statistics are they're 6 times more likely to commit suicide, 50 times more likely to abuse drugs and alcohol, and 74 times more likely to commit a violent act. We have to, as a culture, as a community, we've got to protect our children from going through these traumatic divorces that rewound the family. It's all, to your point, they're already damaged and broken. We need to protect them.
Yes. And begin to protect them from the moment that a divorce begins to be on the radar for that couple, not after they've already gone through the process, not years later when they start to realize a child has gone through some psychological trauma, but begin to intervene immediately and begin to put a plan together that can not only benefit the adults, but most importantly, benefit the children for years to come.
Right. You know, I'm passionate about offering anything that can reduce heartache and wounding. And that's why I created my foundation. It's an LLC, and it's a family advocacy to minimize this process, long-term and short-term. We're offering a great short-term service that can get someone through this process in 2 to 4 months. And, you know, yes, it's great that we can save them enormous amounts of funds in family funds by minimizing the fees. But the most important thing is that we're setting the stage to reduce the potential wounding. You know, I think that's the biggest challenge is when I meet with clients before they actually engage in our services, is to really truly explain the financial and the emotional pitfalls that we are allowing them to avoid if they choose to use our system. Those pitfalls can be lifelong. Financially, I've seen one spouse or another end up practically bankrupt or on, you know, government services down the road because they didn't handle the process properly. And I've seen husbands and wives, ex-husbands and wives, that can't even be in the same room when their first grandchild is born because they were so bitter over what happened through a 2-year divorce process. And so what we're offering, this nurturing program, yeah, it's great that it's low cost and it's great that it's shorter term and that sort of thing. But the bottom line is what we really are planning and what we're offering is the ability for these two partners that loved each other one day to still be in the same room when that grandbaby is born, to be able to possibly, I don't know, share holidays together or birthdays together of their kids. Most importantly, all of that low conflict does trickle down to how the children adjust to a new season and for the rest of their life.
Oh, it makes absolutely sense that you want to do it painlessly and quickly and effectively so everyone involved can move on with their lives. Because you said at one point it was all rainbows and unicorns, and right. Now it's not. But we don't necessarily want them to just hate that person forever, for sure. So for those listeners who may have just joined us, we're talking with Kelly Lynn. She is the president of Transitions Resource Divorce Mediation Centers here in Atlanta. You're in Alpharetta, Buckhead, and where's the other one?
Roswell.
So if you need information, you can go out there and go to divorcemediationcenter.org to see if this is what you may have in mind, or you can follow them on Twitter at twitter.com/divorceworkbook for more information about Kelly and her services there. So so you said it takes about 2 to 4 months when someone begins the mediation process. And do you require that both couples come in at the same time, or do you reach out to each one independently of one another? How does that whole initial kind of onboarding look like?
You know, when a potential client contacts us, they can bring their spouse in with the first consultation, which is completely free, where we show them the different methods and their choices and how we work through their process, and we can give them hard numbers on what their case is going to cost as they work through our system. They can come in together or they can come in separately.
Okay.
They both must sign the engagement letter and agree to cooperate through this process. And once we've gathered all the finance, we send them home with a lot of homework. And once they've gathered all the financial information, when we do make the financial presentation, both partners need to be there together. And that's the beautiful thing, Ryan, is we start the cooperating and the co-parenting process from the very beginning, where we're sitting down with both partners simultaneously and giving them a financial recommendation, sitting down with both partners to help them come up with a custodial plan. And then, of course, we have the attorneys do the paperwork on the back end. Something that I did want to bring up, because I know your listeners are business-oriented, is, you know, what are the effects of divorce on corporate America? And business owners who have employees know that when they find out one of their employees is getting a divorce, they're headed for a pretty costly process for the corporation. Divorce can cost a corporation with downtime with the employee quite a great deal. When you talk about the litigated divorce process and a couple going through the court system, there are multiple court-ordered appearances that are required and that sort of thing. And the average divorce case that takes about 18 months will cause an employee to lose about 22 days out of the office. Above and beyond the conference calls with the attorney on the phone, sharing their chagrin around the water cooler with coworkers and that sort of thing. And with the system that we've put together, most employees will only have to take about 2 full business days away from the office, a couple of half days for some meetings.
It's a huge difference.
It's huge.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, definitely when an employer finds out their employee is going through a divorce, it sets off some radar blips that they need to be aware of, because it could mean lost time, emotional, no connection there at work, just a lot of things can happen. And so you really want to support that person going through the divorce from an employer's perspective, because it can lessen that time, make it less of a headache in the office place, and ultimately make that employee come back to work more energetic and more productive.
Yeah, you know, the lower the conflict, the less they're going to be talking about it around the water cooler, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But then somebody says, you know, I've been thinking about divorce too. Now that you've gone through this, you know, that's not something we want to keep, spilling over to other people. You know, divorce should be harder than it is today, in my opinion. It's so easy for people to get divorced, it seems.
Yeah, you know, the average family that's been married 14 years or more, it's 45% of those families are getting divorced.
Right. And there's a lot of different reasons, and we could have a whole nother show topic on that for sure. But once you've decided that divorce is for you, the best thing to do is go through some mediation and go through perhaps Kelly's organization, Transition Resource Mediation Centers, so you can sit down with the professionals like Marty and Dr. Olson, so they can make sure your children are getting what they need. And so at what point will they begin to visit with Marty and Dr. Olson during some of these processes?
Well, the way that it works is when the families come in, then we give them the consultation, they decide to engage with us. We send them home with several of the books that we've published on divorce, one's Family Divorce 101, A Guide to What Divorcing Families Should Know, as well as Transitions, a Divorce Prep Workbook, and have them gather all sorts of information with us. And then once they've given us the financial information that we then take to the CPA to come up with the financial recommendation, while we're waiting on the CPA, we have them meet with Marty to come up with a parenting plan for their children if they have minor children.
Right. And that must be with both parents, or is that just one-on-one with each parent?
No, both parents.
Okay. And then you put a plan together for them to how to continue the children. So, you know, schoolwork or extracurricular activities, how each one of them can be involved and do the right thing along the way.
Yes. Georgia requires that all parents submit with their divorce a detailed parenting plan about who's going to be in charge of the children at every moment of their lives. So that's part of what doing the parenting plan is all about.
And how difficult it is when there's multiple children? So you have to have different plans for each child?
No. You have to have a family plan for how it's going to work for the family.
Right. Johnny needs picked up from soccer practice, but Mary needs picked up from dance camp, you know, but somebody's got to make that happen.
Exactly.
Right.
And hopefully both of them together will make it happen just as they would have if they'd stayed married.
Right. Yeah. And then at some point, I guess you also visit with Dr. Olson. Is it, do they always have to have emotional supports or need, or are you just kind of a general meeting with them?
Oh, absolutely. To Marty's point, it's when I help them implement the parenting plan in a positive way so that they can follow through, so they can, you know, help them manage their feelings. There's a lot of conflict, as has been pointed out. This is an ongoing process. So once they get through the divorce process, they have to implement the plan in the children's best interest. Typically, there's going to be one parent who's got a lot of anger and resentment, and it's my job to help that parent manage that anger and frustration so the children are not put in the middle. That's the key piece. The more the children are put in the middle, the more damaging it is, the more it increases the chances for the kids to have psychological and emotional damage. In some cases, it takes a lifetime for them to recover.
Yeah, I imagine so. But hopefully you can intervene at an early stage, give them the tools they need to help better themselves and get on that road to happiness and healthiness.
Right. And what we do is we offer support groups. Linda runs one of our family divorce support groups for adults. And we also have other therapists, one in her office, that offers child proactive child support groups. And so if you're proactive and getting in with a group and getting in with one-on-one therapy and dealing with some of the grief that goes along with the divorce process, there's some natural grieving that goes along with the divorce process. And so we provide all these outlets for the family to be proactive in their healing so they can move forward versus waiting for things to come up down the road that could have been escalated by not addressing it early on.
Right. So it sounds like there's really two approaches you can have here. You can have one where you fight each other all the way through and through, or you can work together and hopefully have the best outcome for each one of them. And that's really the two choices there are.
Right.
Yeah. And unfortunately, the adversarial approach probably happens way too often.
Well, and I mean, let's just be candid. You know, if you're spending, you know, $50,000 to $75,000, gosh, my divorce cost $240,000.
Wow.
Yeah, 2 years. And my husband and I never, ever recovered from that financially nor emotionally. He actually passed away shortly after we got divorced. And it's devastating, really. And so the bottom line is, if you can reduce what you spend, that's more money for each partner to share, you know?
Right.
And if you reduce the conflict, then everybody's healthier down the road. So it's a win-win, really, for everybody.
Yeah, work together. Despite, you know, some of the, you know, past ill wills that may have taken place, you know, it helps the children and it helps, you know, a happier, healthier life. And like you said, emotionally can help you mature as opposed to staying stuck in one place and going through such a traumatic, dark time in your life.
Right. You know, if you go through a low conflict process and then you grieve, by getting the right help that you need psychologically with working with a clinician and going to support groups and that sort of thing, you know, if you move on with your life and you find a new life partner, mm-hmm. you won't be carrying some of that baggage into the new relationship. And that's really important.
Yeah. And there are, unfortunately, in this day and age, people who are getting married 3 and 4 times and not learning those lessons from the earlier marriages or the using some of those resources out there to help them get there. So making sure if you have some of those early warning signs that, you know, divorce should be the last option, but go out there and get some help, you know, seek some counseling, go out there and talk to somebody who can help you work through those things before you actually have to go down the road of divorce.
Correct. You know, there's a lot of opportunity to repair marriages if you get the right help that you need. Mm-hmm. We've seen probably 70 families since we opened our mediation doors in April. And a lot of those families have decided now that they know what it costs and what it takes to get divorced and take that step. A lot of them have gone back to the drawing board and they're trying mm-hmm. to work on fixing their marriages. So it's really a blessing.
It is. From your perspective and your professional opinion, is there a number one cause for divorce?
There's a variety. Okay. I can say
the top three causes.
Infidelity on one partner's part, addiction.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Drugs or alcohol, right?
And abuse.
Right. I would have thought finances would have been in there somewhere too. Financial.
That can be a key factor in the breakdown mm-hmm. of the relationship but you said three.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That's four. Well, and the fifth one is the temptation out there. There's way too much temptation with online accessibility to things that aren't maybe not so healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And just to add to that, it's a financial abuse. It's huge.
Financial abuse.
Absolutely.
Explain that to us, please.
Well, financial abuse is when a woman feels controlled by her partner with money, when mm-hmm. it's used as a weapon. And a lot of these cases where couples make a lot of money, which goes back to the point I said earlier, they believe that they don't hire a high-powered attorney, they're not going to protect themselves financially. And the opposite is true, because if there's financial abuse that's already occurred prior to the marriage, the litigated divorces is a way to exacerbate that already existing abuse.
Mm-hmm. Financial abuse. That's not something I was aware of or even knew that was occurring out there, but that's something you see in your practice quite a bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and some tips to avoid that, or how could someone address that before getting to that that life changing point like divorce? If I'm under someone else's financial obligations, I would do my darndest to get my own financial footing. But maybe you know from your professional expert some other alternate ways that you can mitigate.
Well, going
that.
Back to Kelly's process, it's all about educating ourselves on if we choose to get divorced. Finding out what methods are going to reduce the cost and lessen the abuse,
yeah.
lessen the emotional and psychological trauma. That's why I love Kelly's method. She's awesome. She's changing the landscape of divorce. Divorce is trauma. So it's our job to reduce that trauma financially, socially, and emotionally.
That's so well put. You know, Before a family engages in the divorce process, they have no idea what a litigated divorce is going to be like. They have no idea that it can truly be traumatizing. And the family is already traumatized when they're at the height of crisis where they have to choose divorce as the only way out. And boy, I wish I'd known. Then what I know now, you know, and that's why we're trying to spread the word.
And
that's
right. And you're doing great things there. And you're bringing a new alternative method for families going through some of this issue. The transitions style process is something people may not be aware of, but it sounds like it's a great way to customize a divorce process to your needs and to help you, you know, go on for the rest of your life without having to worry about all that emotional trauma that may come through this.
Right, right. And a lot of families think that mediation comes in after they hire attorneys. But no, we actually bring the attorneys to the board for the families. And so we want families that come to see us. We don't want them to have already hired attorneys or filed for divorce.
Well, are you referred by attorneys, your mediation centers? Or how does business find you these days?
Well, mostly through clinicians.
Okay.
We have a very strong network of clinicians that have been supporting our cause for at least 5 years now. As a matter of fact, when I first founded my organization and published the Transitions Divorce Prep Workbook, I didn't have mediation centers open. I was simply just consulting clients and trying to show them how to minimize the pitfalls. And unfortunately, they were getting the book, but they were then going out and hiring the best attorney possible and engaging in the litigation process. And so I wasn't able to help them avoid the pitfalls. So I decided we needed to open up these centers, pull together our team of professionals, and show these families by holding their hand through the process.
So most of them come through referrals, through other through clinicians who know that you're providing that services, or do people organically find you as well through the phone book or through the website or what have you?
Yeah.
And so anything's coming up in 2016 for your mediation centers, any events or new announcements you'd like to share?
Well, we have the three centers that are open, and they're just really just gaining momentum now. We're still just in our first year of having the centers open, and we're trying to fine tune our process.
Mm-hmm.
But we're happy to serve whatever, how many of our families can, again, we try to help avoid divorce if we can. We are certainly not promoting divorce in any way.
Right. It's just one of those things of life. It's like being a bereavement counselor. You know, it's going to happen, but let's prepare ourselves and have some tools that we can utilize. So when that does happen, we're not just completely kicked in the gut and left, breathless. We need to, know that we can deal through this. And so, and certainly, I know there's some great things happening over there at the Transition Resource Divorce Mediation Centers, all three locations. Kelly Lynn is the president over there. If people want to find out more information about you, how would they do so?
They could just go to our website. It's mediationcenter.org. divorcemediationcenter.org.
Right. And it will be linked on our website later. So listeners, you can read Kelly's full bio and link to her website there. And so stay tuned for that later on today or tomorrow. And also for Marty, how can business or people find you?
Oh, well, I have a company called Above and Beyond Conflict, and they can go to my website, www.aboveandbeyondconflict.com. And we do mediation, specializing in family mediation, both divorce and elder mediation, anything that involves the family. And we do a lot of education. So we do a lot of speaking
workshops
to both professionals and the business community.
Mm-hmm. If people want to find out when your next event was or stay connected with you, is that listed on your website?
They could go to the website.
Right. And so if you want to get more involved or learn how maybe you have a friend or a family member who's going through some things and you're just looking to get some information, Marty be able to help you, and you can pass along that to your friend too, for sure, because divorce is something that does happen, and making sure you are prepared if it does is the best way to do that. So, and Dr. Olson, what about you? If listeners want to get involved with you and support you and your cause, how would they do so?
They can go to Atlanta Psych Consultants. That's Atlanta Psych Consultants. Or they can go to my personal website, which is www.drlindaolson.com. DrLindaOlson.com.
And Dr. Olson is located right here in Sandy Springs. You can go see her offices at 5605 Glenridge Drive, Suite 620, if you want some more information there. So she can help you as well. And if we can help either one of you ladies support your mission further here at Atlanta Business Radio, we'd be happy to do so. So if you have any news to share, please come back on the program and share with us. And Kelly, for you as well, please come on back. We loved having you in here today.
Thanks, Ryan.
I'd like to ask you one more question before we get out. Sure. Is there anything on your nightstand that you're reading or something that's motivating you or keeping you inspired these days?
We're writing books, Ryan.
Okay.
On my nightstand is my notebook. We're writing our sixth book. We've published five books. We've published two books for the family and three books for clinicians. Two of them are support group programs, and one is Family Divorce Therapy 101. And we just want to continue to give professional clinicians more resources on divorce, because this is, sadly, a growing population.
Right. There you heard it here first, folks. Kelly's not out there reading books. She's writing books. And so look for that new book to come out soon. And again, please come back on Atlanta Business Radio. We'd love to feature you again and all the good work you're doing to help families and work through those troubled waters. So thank you so much, Kelly. Thank you so much, Marty and Dr. Olson as well. Thank you so much to the listeners for tuning in today. If you want to support us or have any thoughts or comments, go to businessradiox.com. Leave them there. Even if you have some guest recommendations, we'd be happy to take a look at those. Also, thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan McPherson. We will see you on the radio.